proclamation number 6675 dated the October 23rd, 1956. Certain destruction. Prophecies are fulfilling themselves. It is in people's nature to pay attention to whatever appeals to their physical senses while turning a blind eye to everything which could elevate the soul. This, too, is my adversary's doing, whose goal it is to keep the soul away from every glimmer of light and to reinforce the soul's shell, which is readily accepted by the body. For this reason alone, all physical joys and pleasures should make people think, if they seriously want to achieve the goal of earthly life, to attain spiritual maturity. But people do not think about such things, and if it is mentioned to them, they indignantly dismiss it. However, there is not much time left until the end, and if results are still to be achieved, usual means of help have to be used, which push people's thought into a direction they would otherwise not want to take. And many such means are at my disposal in various distressful situations, in misfortunes or unexpected happenings, which are all suited to push physical desires aside and to make people become receptive to spiritual influences, without using force. But under no circumstances will I resort to using mysterious appearances in order to achieve introspection in people. For such occurrences are not suited to encourage people's spiritual endeavors. They merely increase their urge for research, again giving food to the intellect and not the soul. My adversary, in contrast, will use such methods, since they, after all, even impress people who have already found contact with the spiritual world but who expect miracles, thus they are still very earthly minded. Admittedly, they need not be harmed by such phenomena as long as they continue to stay in contact with me. Nevertheless, my adversary wins many people over for himself, for the more the intellect tries to understand such appearances, the less the spirit in them comes into its own. I will never influence people such that they will be urged into increased intellectual activity, for I want to bring people light and not give them unsolvable problems. And the problems presented to you by my adversary are impossible to solve when it concerns unusual appearances, which he will substantially increase during the lost days in order to cause confusion. And he will also influence people who belong to him such that they will make things appear which are indeed earthly physical but of a mysterious consistency, in which he likewise only uses as a means to confuse people's thoughts. Anyone who allows himself to be misled by such appearances does not know the laws of eternal order, which will go on unchanged, because they alone guarantee spiritual progress. Whatever emanates from me, whatever is of divine origin, will always be light and give light to those who desire it. But whatever remains unexplained, what leads to untold assumptions and continues to remain speculation, comes from my adversary, who also has great power, but only when it is supported by people's behavior and attitude. Then he can also express himself visibly and make phantoms magically appear, which are purely an emanation of his satanic will. The means I use to continue winning souls over before the end are different, for they do not restrict the individual person's free will, whereas he aims to force people into a mode of thought through mysterious appearances and thereby deprive them of their freedom of will. He will not succeed in using force, but people would rather listen to him than to the small, true voice with which I speak to them. But I will not force people either. Amen.